All right, everyone. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for July 19th. Can I have the roll call, please?
Burt. Kapler.
Here.
Ormsby. Peters.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Now, you called some names, but you didn't call everybody's name, did you? So we have a new participant today, Chris Curran, our new city attorney. Can you introduce yourself to everyone, Chris?
Sure. Been here practicing law in the Quad Cities for 20 years. So I was a partner at Lane and Waterman. Just started here about 2 weeks ago and learning the ropes. And there's a lot going on, so it's exciting to be here and great to be here with all of you tonight.
All right. Well, welcome. Nice to have you. Yeah. All right. We had minutes from the last meeting on June 21st.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes from June 21st as submitted.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the meeting on June 21st. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So again, welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for this evening. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to review matters relative to land use, site plans, zoning and such. So I see a few of you in the audience. This is like church again. Nobody's in the, well, we got a couple in the front row. Good. You guys are brave. Thanks for doing that. So at the appropriate time, I'll recognize the audience and ask you to step to the podium to my right and your left and provide your input if you're so inclined. So with that, Bill, we will begin.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case is requested by Pete Stopoulos, 321 Partners LLC, submitted a preliminary plat for the Venwoods Estates 4th edition. Reason we're looking at this is within our 2-mile extraterritorial oversight agreement that we have with Scott County. Property is located south of Wells Ferry Road and southwest of 248th Avenue. You may remember a number of years ago you looked at the Venwood Estates subdivision here. This is kind of a continuation of that. Lot 36 of the Venwoods Estates is proposed to be subdivided into building lots. Again, this is off the aerial. This is the property that's under consideration tonight. Cul-de-sac that will be built to city standards will be constructed along the east property line to serve 6 building lots. Lot 6 is a flag lot, and that is due to the fact that there's a topography issue. You can't have a city right away that has that steep an incline. So that's something that the developer visited with us about. We said we could accept that. Outlot A will be a landscaped outlot. That's right up here. Water is available along Wells Ferry Road. The lots will initially be sewered by individual septic systems, but a sewer easement is provided should sanitary sewer become available in the future, so we have easements to run those 2 lots. Stormwater detention is provided in Outlot B of the Venwoods Estates addition. That's located directly to the west. The preliminary plat must also be approved, of course, by the Scott County Planning and Zoning Commission and the Scott County Board of Supervisors. Staff, after reviewing this and this having gone through Development Review Committee, does recommend your approval of the preliminary plat. I think we have the developer in the audience. Mr. Chairman, if you have any questions for him or staff, we'll be happy to entertain questions.
Okay. Questions? Thanks, Bill. Questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one. Who has responsibility for Outlot A?
I would guess that would be a homeowners association that would be tied into the rest. We haven't asked for really any covenants or anything for the subdivision at this point in time. It's still got to go through Scott County for their approval. We, yeah. With these extraterritorial, we look more at the technical requirements than getting down into the weeds with planning documentation and that type of stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
So just to bootstrap on that one then, Bill, so we're assuming there's an agreement in place. Is this the same ownership control and everything? Is the part of the same
partially
HOA and everything?
Okay. And maybe somebody in the audience that could give a better answer than I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you want?
Go ahead, you're close.
We're close if you get up here. Since you guys are sitting in the front row, you get the super front row here, so.
Hi, my name is Jess Baker. I actually live in one of the Ben Woods estates lots there. The ownership of the Ben Woods has gone to the full homeowner association. It was Kevin Kellner, Bill DeSuit. They originally developed it under bank land, I believe, but that has transferred to the various unit owners now.
Okay.
This covenants and everything for this section was developed in agreement with the homeowner association of Ben Woods. They reviewed all these and set up guidelines for us as well, and as far as what the covenants would be and how we're going to work together, you might say.
Who plows your snow out there? Is it?
The roads are city.
Those are city?
Or
County plow then, yeah. Okay. Just looking a little unusual with the cul-de-sac and then the flag lets you can't dump the snow in the corner there like you usually would. So, okay, good. Any other questions from the commission? Anyone else in the audience with regard to this case? No one else in the audience? Okay, come back to the commission.
Would you like a motion?
I'd love a motion.
Well,
if you'd like to give us
one,
Ann.
I move that for approval of the preliminary plat case 017-061, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 17-061, Benwood Estates 4th Edition, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 17061 is approved. Okay, Bill?
Mr. Chairman, we have a replat and a site development plan, both concerning the same property. I'll give one staff report for both cases. Drive LLC, David Ryan, has requested a replat for Crow Creek Estates. It was originally a replat of Lot 2 of the Springs of Bettendorf First Edition. That's outlined in the yellow on your graphic. The property is located east of Devil's Glen Road, south of 53rd Avenue, and north of Crow Creek Park. Subject property, as I said, is Lot 2 of the Springs of Bettendorf First Edition. This piece of property was retained by the Ryan family when they made the agreement with Continental Properties for the Springs property. They retained this chunk. We do have sanitary sewer and storm sewer both available to the property. Final plat of the Crow Creek Estate shows two lots with a 24-foot access easement from Devil's Glen servicing both. That's right here. Lot 1 is zoned A1 agricultural district, reserving that for a future project that's at this point in time undetermined. Lot 2 is zoned R5 and is intended for a multifamily development. That's this lot up here. Outlot A defines the 100-year flood zone.
Bill, can you just back up for a second? Did you say Lot 1 and 2? This,
yeah.
The diagram showing Lot 1, did you say?
Lot 1 and 2.
Lot 2,
yeah.
Lot 1. Okay. Well,
yep.
Maybe I heard it different. Okay.
Okay.
So Lot 1 is the R5, right?
That's the R. Did
I think it's,
say that the opposite
I think,
way?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So Lot 2 is the agricultural
the
future
commercial. Ag undetermined, yes.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, by all means. Site development plan shows a proposed 6 townhouse units. Stormwater, and here's your 6 townhouse units here. Stormwater detention and a water quality component is over here on the west side of the units. We do have a fire department turnaround back here. An existing fire hydrant that when the work is to be done is to be moved down just north of this drive, this access drive. A second fire hydrant is going to be located just to the southeast of the structures. Uh,
Can you flip back to that other page just real quick, Bill? Can you show me again, you mentioned the turnaround. Where is the turnaround?
That's right here. Street comes in and goes up like this. So you've got kind of a
half of a hammerhead
turnaround.
Okay, thanks.
These are going to be ranch units, zero lot line type development. It's, although it is on one lot, they will be attached. Do have two car attached garages. So staff and your development review committee has reviewed this. We've gone back and forth with this a few times. Developer wanted to tweak it a little bit. We had some suggestions. We do recommend your approval of the replat and the site development plan. Staff will be happy to answer any questions. We do have Mr. Ryan in the audience too, if you have any questions for him.
Okay, questions from the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Guest overflow parking, Bill, can you show us where that would be located?
My guess is we do have a full width drive here. So we got the two car garages here. Mm-hmm. My guess is that would go ahead and stage along that existing driveway. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I'm just, so this, the drive that comes in is paved.
Yes.
And then is there landscaping? I mean, to screen the utility area, or is there enough existing vegetation there to do that?
Well, we do have a landscape plan that shows landscaping along Devil's Glen Road.
Right.
And that's the area that we do want. Isn't there kind of an opaque fence there that
there
exists
is.
Right now?
My name is here. I haven't been developing this. I thought about putting the arborvitae on this side to hide the fence. Leave enough room coming in. And a little, I'll have an extra 4 or 5 feet on that side to hide the fence back.
And then while we've got you there, can you address the earlier question about the overflow parking?
Parking.
Yeah, originally I had planned on having maybe perhaps garages up here. But I think we have 20, I can't quite read it, but we have two car garage attached. The ends are one, the two, unit A and F. We'll have one car with something off to the side, and then we're going to have two car in the middle, and then they'll be able to park 10 behind those. So you should really be able to park four cars in there.
So there is enough room between the driveway and the street or the drive.
Yeah, that's correct.
To fit two cars on the mm-hmm. on the apron or the slab.
And then will we still have sufficient turnaround fire truck room and everything on with snow ending up at the east end there?
Well, snow will be up to the private ownership, so they need to make sure. The good news is they've got plenty of room. Once they push it off the end of the drive, it's going to find its own way down.
It does go downhill there. You're correct, yeah. So none of this will be public dedicated street. It's only from Devil's Glen. There is no public street in this then.
It's all private
all
drive.
All private drive, okay.
And then it'll be city trash pickup?
Normally something like this that tends to be confined probably would not.
Okay.
On private drives, they have to do a hold harmless agreement. That if the city gets in there and their street starts to crumble as a result of this weight of the garbage trucks and stuff, and but I think sometimes we're a little bit reluctant to go in where we have to come in and do a three-point turn to get back out.
I didn't know if there was a trash enclosure.
We haven't really gotten to that discussion.
Okay.
No.
just something.
I've thought about putting that near the basin in front.
So that would be one collection point, or there would be a collection point at each residence?
I think it'd have to, it'd be an association cost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where they would.
Single collection point, okay. And what else with the commission?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, looking at this, the way I read it is that the road comes off of Devil's Glen, and basically it will be downhill. You've got a 6 or 7 foot high embankment there to the east and to the south as you come off of the road, and then it curves around downhill towards the homes, and then it's fairly level down at the homes, but it still tapers off to the east. And so you'll have a lot of water running down, hoping to catch some in Basin A, and then the rest will go around the end of the building there on the east end. Both of those areas have outlets that go across the embankment into the outlet for the springs. And I noticed that you have proposed riprap. I'm going to suggest that probably ought to be, I don't know, like a mandatory riprap. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of erosion coming down that embankment. So that would be one comment that I would see.
I noticed on the east end there, too, Paul, that they show pavers for a semi-permeable surface. Is that to help with the drainages, too?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else in the commission?
I assume we have permission, or you have permission from the springs to drain into that outlet.
Well, basically, that's all part of their outlet, so it goes directly to Crow Creek. So I don't know if there's been any discussion.
There has.
If you're going to concentrate the flow coming on the property, you should have that discussion.
Can we move forward if there hasn't been an agreement in place to run water across their land?
You can subject it to having a response back from the springs prior to this going to City Council.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll make sure that we get that, or we'll hold it up until we do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone in the audience? I saw someone up earlier. Yes, ma'am. Two of you. Lady in the white first. Go ahead. You're closer to the podium.
Good evening. I'm Rhonda Calhoun, property manager for Springs at Bettendorf. And just a couple quick questions. Is this going to be for lease or for sale?
We're going to lease them and then sell them one by one.
And then starting prices, you know, or you probably won't know until after. Okay, and then timeline?
Hopefully starting this fall.
And do you know of any amenities, either outside or whatnot, for the property?
Nothing really other than what you're saying.
Okay. And then finishes, you're unsure yet?
No, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting to get that approved. I mean, obviously, if we break the facade, playing a lot of time. They're all proposed two bedroom with one bath, bath and a half. Or two, it'll be a bath off the master tub, but then there'll be a
thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I come up here?
Sure. Up to Duke, sure.
Can you go back to the site plan, please? And I plead ignorance, so that's why I need to ask these questions.
But can you tell us who you are?
I'm Susan Gates, and I think think I live. I think I live right here on this piece of wallpaper.
So let's go back to
we can look at the aerial.
What I need to know is
there you go.
Where are you at, ma'am?
Okay. Oh, I'm this vacant lot, but believe me, there's a house there. Okay. All right. So what I'm trying to figure out is where's the ingress egress, the driveway? Where does it come out to Devil's Flat?
Okay. Well, let's go back to the overhead photo here.
Right around D.
Going to come out just about right now. I'm missing that a little bit. Just about right here.
You're going to hear from another gentleman. So, my first question was the headlights are going to move into this area of Shaker Farms.
Don't you have a berm there?
If you go back and you don't have a topography, which you will notice, particularly at about this point, you know, you're talking about the runoff on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It goes like this. My fence is at street level. Because of the topography, it goes down.
Okay.
And then my lot goes down to the ravine.
Okay.
And you get significant runoff. All right. So I need to know where the driveway came. And the other thing I'm real concerned about is, are they going to leave? What do you anticipate doing with the trees? This is a heavily treated area.
Yeah,
and,
honestly, I'm thinking of office on that at this point.
You're thinking of commercial here?
Or, yeah.
I thought this was zoning for residential, R5.
The lot to the south is currently zoned agricultural, so it hasn't been rezoned to anything developed yet.
Yeah.
But the intention is, go back to the lot split again and show that the you got the line there, but the way they're going to configure with the two lots. And so the curved coming in, that's the drive right above your hand, mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. And this is a potentially a commercial lot?
Potentially could be a commercial lot.
Down the road. We were actually thinking about putting our office in there. We'd be there from 8 to 5, Monday to Friday.
All right. But in the immediate, what do you anticipate doing with all the trees that border along Devil's Glen? Are you going to tear them all out? Because right now, from your site plan, the trees would make a phenomenal border along this property. You've got some 100-year-olds and things in there.
On the north side, correct?
The 53rd Street side you're talking about.
53rd Street
side. Yeah. No, we'd like to
leave any. No, you got them across, right across from me, you have trees. Keep in mind, I'm here, like right there.
Yeah, we have a lot of scrub trees.
You're going to clear cut it and build.
Yeah, at this point. But we'll be putting trees up for a second. On the very south side. But we want to leave as much as we can up on the north.
This is what you're going to
use for trees. Yeah, yeah. And then around that.
But you don't anticipate along the Devil's Glen.
No, not at this point. If we have room, we will, yes. Because we're very restricted by our, I think we have 20 feet. 5 feet in the back. So, yeah, if we can put trees in there, I would love to separate it from the bike path.
Okay. The other thing is the comment about the water and that when it rains on this side of Devil's Glen, the flow is incredible because of how Devil's Glen falls. You're going to get significant water. I mean, you just are. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We actually pulled up on my phone while you were presenting there and could see the picture of the aerial with your house on it and where the trees are located. So, okay. I said while you were talking, I pulled up on my phone with the aerial that's updated a little more recent that where your house is located, so I can see your house on the lot now.
Okay.
I'm here.
My biggest concern was where the driveway driveway's going to come on Bill's.
No, actually, if you want to, you're on this lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drive's going to be about right here.
Yeah, right.
Right from my pencils.
Okay, anyone else in the audience for this matter? Yes, sir.
Mike Richmond with Townsend Engineering. We prepared the plat and the site plan for Mr. Ryan. And regarding the stormwater runoff, that is actually not a very large drainage area. There might be a large drainage area from the creek and the road, but since we're isolated from the road by the curb and the general topography of the site, the only runoff we're really going to get is from kind of the southerly boundary of our property going north, and that's all been calculated out to go into two detention ponds into two water quality swales or permeable pavers. So we're going to slow down the runoff and also clean the water. So I don't think runoff is really a concern on this site.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Anyone else in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Come back to the commission.
Well, we have two different cases here. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll start with a motion for approval of case 17-048, a replat as submitted subject to staff recommendations.
And would that include the discussion at this point with the replat or the?
I think it's the next one.
The next it's one.
The next
okay,
one.
Next one. All right. As Ann stated then.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, excuse me, to approve case 17-048, Crow Creek Estates replat, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. 17-048 is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move. We approve case 17-036. This is the site development plan for Lot 1, Crow Creek Estates, subject to staff recommendations, and also that the city received notice that the Springs has approved the addition of the water runoff into their outlot.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 17-036, site development plan subject to staff recommendations and the additional condition regarding discussions with the neighbor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 17-036 is approved. Okay, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next case is requested by Windmiller Design and Development. They're requesting approval of the final plat of the Lewis First Edition. Property outlined in yellow is located south of Field Site Drive and north of Crow Creek, and it's directly west of the Glenbrook Ridge property that you guys had looked at very recently for development of some multifamily in there. This is the lot that currently contains a house on it, a single house. This is the plat of the Creek View Second Edition, Lot 1. Property is zoned R1, single family residence district. Developer is purchasing this property. They're going to separate out Lot 1, which is where the house is, and that will be Lot 1 of the Lewis First Edition. The remainder of the property is to be determined what's going to happen with it at this point in time. I think this is just an investment at this point in time for the developer. We've got the floodway right here. So, well, you know, you can't do any filling or changing of that floodway. We got the 100-year flood plain here, which with the correct engineering and correct approvals, you can come in and do some filling on that site. So we have not seen anything as far as any concept plan. Like I said, I think this was just an investment by the developer at this point in time. If he comes in with an idea, we'll of course bring that back for the Planning and Zoning Commission, City Council, take a look at site development plan and approval. So This was reviewed by the Development Review Committee and staff. Your staff recommends your approval of this final plat of the Lewis First Edition.
Questions from the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Bill, you referred to the house
mm-hmm.
and lot one. In the aerial photo, there's an outbuilding. It's significant.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit into all of this? Well, it's in lot two, correct?
Yeah. And technically, an outbuilding can't be a principal building on a lot. So we'll have to have a discussion with the developer. I would assume that's going to go away, especially if he's going to do some development on the property.
Okay.
I see Mr. Winbill, no one back there nodding. Mm. Okay. I had the same question. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a little shed in the backyard. It's a significant building structure with.
As big as the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I recall, they used to have a pretty significant baseball complex back there.
Oh. Okay. And I know this isn't what we're talking about tonight. I'm just making my own observation comment, I guess.
Sure.
Because we've so recently worked on this adjoining property, and there's a lot of lots that abut this property line. So if you look at the mix that we have right now, you've got kind of a rural estate butted up to multifamily and all kinds of things. So now we're developing the adjoining property, and I guess I just want it, whatever happens there, that it all blends together the best way possible.
Yeah. And as you recall, that there's pretty significant screening required by this site development plan mm-hmm. between the two properties. So depending upon what happens with this one, that may create a bit of a division.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the white square in the lower, the southeast corner, is that the former baseball diamond?
I don't believe so.
Yes.
What is that currently?
I think it is.
Is okay. It on a baseball diamond?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I think it is.
Yeah. Is this your field of dreams, Greg? All right.
The new south bet
plex. Okay, got it. Bet plex south. All right.
Okay. Any other one in the commission? Anyone else in the commission? There's only two left in the audience. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve case number 17-064, final plat, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 17-064, Lewis First Edition replat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 17-064 is approved, also known as Lewis First Edition and Betplex South. Okay, Bill, commission updates, because there's no Bill over there now. Greg's not there, so.
So, subject to your, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council did follow your lead and did approve the fire station site development plan. After some lengthy discussion on the Brentwood School, and at your suggestion and staff suggestion, prior to the City Council, a neighborhood meeting was held okay. at the school with the neighbors.
Great.
And that was very successful. The city staff also met separately on Mr. Lubo Hudvarko's property and addressed his issues. So when it did come to the City Council, there really wasn't any neighborhood opposition. So we always appreciate that people take our suggestions and try to get together and talk things out, because that solves 90% of the problem.
Absolutely, yep.
Chris Curran's on board now. I sent him But last week, 247 pages of the zoning ordinance.
Love reading. Welcome to the.
So I think we're going to set the date for the public hearing at the next council meeting, but have a discussion at the committee of the whole ahead of time and kind of see where city council's flavor is on it. I tried to emphasize to them when we had a little discussion on it last night that we had a very engaged committee that worked on it for a long time. We had city staff, we had consultants, we had a former city attorney that put in a lot of time, and that the Planning and Zoning Commission enthusiastically recommended their approval of the ordinance. So hopefully we can get that behind us and
wonderful.
Start moving forward. That's all I have.
All right. Appreciate it, Bill. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you.